Trilby Republican Senator Wilton Simpson, who's leading his chamber's effort, says he's particularly proud of the deferred compensation program.
What an awesome plan, you know, to get a 2% match. It's 100, you know, they put in 2%, we put in 2%.
Under that plan, all employees would be automatically enrolled. Starting January 1st, those making less than $60,000 could contribute up to 2% of their pay on top of their current retirement contribution, and their employer matches that 2%. Those making more than $60,000 would be capped at $1,200 a year. It's essentially a second retirement account on top of whatever retirement option the employee chooses, pension, investment, cash balance, etc. And employees can choose to opt out. But it's a second proposal that even Simpson acknowledges will be tough to pass. It's a proposal that eliminates the traditional pension plan for new state employees. That's the plan most employees currently have. Instead, new hires would be steered into a 401k-style option called the investment plan or a new cash balance option, a hybrid of the investment plan and the pension plan. Employees would have a guaranteed rate of return with employers bearing the risk.
I think these bills have a fatal flaw in the fact that, you know, they're putting these bills out, asking us to vote on these bills without the benefit of any actuarial study or any backup on it.
And Republican Senator Jack Latvala, who helped defeat last year's pension reform proposal, says that's why he recently voted alongside Democrats in opposition. He says he's also concerned lawmakers are trying to fix what he considers one of the best retirement systems in the nation. And he's not particularly fond of the so-called carve-out. That's a provision in the bill that exempts the state's first responders, including firefighters and police officers. And he says in speaking to his county sheriff, he realized there were some employees working for the same department that would be exempt while others that would not.
You know, people like evidence clerks and video technicians, and you're treating different employees that are very similar in their jobs different ways, giving them different benefits. And from a morale standpoint, that's, I think, harmful.
Others, like the Florida Education Association's Vice President Joanne McCall, aren't happy with that exemption either. She accuses lawmakers of balancing the system on the backs of teachers and other public employees.
I just don't believe it's a fair way to do things if you're going to carve a particular group out. Somebody's going to pay the price for that. And who is that? Who's going to pay that price? It's going to be the regular class.
She says the FEA is currently in talks with Simpson and in the process of researching other options to offer the legislature.
Appreciative to be in the conversation now, but it would have been nice to be contacted on the front end of this issue, not on the back end. Lots of groups were met with, but it wasn't the FEA, not until we had a press conference.
At a recent press conference, the FEA called the carve-out unfair, but Florida Police Benevolent Association's Matt Puckett has another name for it, just more options. And he says first responders are already treated differently within the Florida retirement system, and this is nothing more than the legislature realizing the good work they do.
They have a larger multiplier. They have a 3% multiplier, and they're allowed to retire in the old days, July 1st, 2011, they could do 25 years. Now they have to do 30.
Puckett says the association won't take an official position on the issue, though, until they see the data. The Florida Professional Firefighters Association has already said its members are against the proposal. Still, Senate President Don Gates says he likes the direction his chamber is taking, adding the legislature cannot continue to pay $500 million a year to support the state's retirement system.
If you look at many of the states in this country who have sort of said, well, we don't have a problem now, we'll just worry about it when we have a problem, you kind of get Detroit. And so I think on our watch, we have an obligation to look at options.
Meanwhile, the House has not yet outlined what direction they'd like to take, but House Speaker Will Weatherford says for now he may be willing to let the Senate take the lead.
We're collaborative, you know, but we passed it last year, so we probably would want to see some activity out of the Senate.
The study everyone is waiting on will include a look at what will happen if the traditional pension plan is eliminated for new hires, the effect of exempting first responders from pension reform changes, and what the cash balance plan might look like as a new retirement option. A spokeswoman for Senator Simpson's office says the study should be finished in March. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.